From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. An attack on another ISIS-held city in Iraq is underway. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched a multi-pronged assault to retake the town of Tal Afar, west of Mosul, marking the next phase in that country's war on the Islamic State group. Tal Afar and the surrounding area is one of the last pockets of IS-held territory after victory was declared in July in Mosul, the country's second-largest city. A town of about 150 kilometers east of the Syrian border sits along a major road that was once a key IS supply route. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said in a televised speech early Sunday, the city of Tal Afar will be liberated and will join all the liberated cities. He called on the militants to surrender or die. By early afternoon, Lieutenant General Abdul Amir Rashid Yar'Allah, who commands the operation, said the forces had recaptured a series of villages east, southwest, and northwest of the city. Police have put up scores of roadblocks across northeastern Spain in hopes of capturing a fugitive suspect from the 12-member Islamic extremist cell that staged two vehicle attacks and plotted much deadlier carnage using explosives favored by Islamic State militants. Complicating the manhunt, though, was the fact that police have so far been unable to officially identify who exactly is at large. While police have identified the 12 members of the cell, three people remain unaccounted for, two believed killed when the house where the plot was being hatched in the nearby town of Alkanar exploded on Wednesday. This is VOA News. On Monday, for the first time in 99 years, the entire United States will experience a solar eclipse, and excitement is building across the nation. Experts advise that people wear specific protective eyewear to view the eclipse, but as VOA's Kane Farabaugh reports, finding the special lenses has become a difficult task.
Totally out.
The hottest thing out there right now is this cheap little piece of cardboard with very, very specific lenses that are allowing you to gaze at the sun, see absolutely nothing other than the sun.
Sarah Cole is the vice president of guest experiences at Chicago's Adler Planetarium.
We've gone through immense efforts to try and get as many of these out as possible, and I think we couldn't have even anticipated some of the challenges with keeping up with the demand that have been there.
Cole says they have handed out over 250,000 sets of solar lenses.
We thought that 250,000 should have us covered given all of the other ways that there would be to get eclipse glasses. But that's been the biggest challenge, is that a lot of those other ways of getting eclipse glasses have been compromised. All stores are sold out. There is very little way to get them at this point.
Sold out, but necessary for eclipse viewing.
It is hugely important that people do not look at the sun without this sort of protection.
Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.
India is investigating a train derailment in which 23 people were killed and scores of others injured. At least eight coaches of the Kalinga Uktal Express derailed and hit each other Saturday in the state of Uttar Pradesh. This was the fourth major accident during the past year on the world's fourth biggest rail network, which is grappling with chronic underinvestment and overcrowding. Local volunteers helped police free passengers who were trapped in the wreckage. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad Sunday refused any security cooperation with Western nations or the reopening of their embassies until they cut ties with opposition and insurgent groups. Shortly after Assad gave his speech, a shell hit the first international fair in the country since the war began 6 years ago, killing and wounding several people. Assad's defiant comments came at a time when his troops and pro-Iranian militiamen are gaining ground across the country under the cover of Russian airstrikes. Many countries have ceased calling for him to step down. And Dick Gregory, who broke racial barriers in the 1960s and used his humor to spread messages of social justice and nutritional health, has died. He was 84. Gregory died late Saturday in Washington, D.C., after being hospitalized for about a week. According to his son, he had suffered a severe bacterial infection.
That's the latest world news from VOA.